travels in the desert, the party has rescued some captured Bedin from the ogres. Unfortunately, the one ogre got named, so now everyone's a little sad. Oh well, you'll live on in our hearts, Gore. Let's roll!
It's like the girl that jerked that dog off when at my high school party.
My high school party?
It happened.
You mean your...
It was disturbing.
You mean your house on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's how he met his wife.
All right, Shamir says it's getting late. Oh, by late I mean like early. Sun's about to come up.
What
should we? Should
Those
we,
two things aren't the same.
Shall we rest in this cleft in the?
You may not rest in me.
In the wait.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's probably a good place as any.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise we'll be traveling. We'll probably get there, you know, towards the. Middle of the next night, I think, if we rest here.
I'm sorry, do we not get a portal back?
We're going to the first place.
You haven't gotten to the first place.
We haven't gotten... We just killed thing. Cyclops. Yeah, they weren't the BBGs.
Oh. Gorg was not the BBG.
Unfortunately. He was the BBC.
Oh.
All right, so you guys rest, full rest. You're all good.
Yeah, I get my
color. You make a bunch of mayonnaise for everybody.
Get my spells back. I give everyone mayonnaise.
I hate it.
Pesh is like, oh my god, this is amazing.
No, it's gross. I hit it out of his hand.
I don't get mayonnaise here. Eggs spoil so fast in the desert.
Yeah, I bet.
This is like a delicacy. He's just fucking sticking his fist into the alchemy jug.
Calm down.
Jesus. Licking his hand.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Please stop.
It's so good.
Okay. Bar is throwing sand on his hands.
You know, the guy just keeps licking.
You're being fucking gross, dude.
It's disgusting.
Other people want to use that alchemy jar.
Do you want mayonnaise?
No.
Not now. Your hand was all wet, you weirdo.
Fucking licking your hand like a lollipop.
Ugh.
No, Gary's fucking cloud nine, baby.
He's like, grandfather, stop. Fuck you.
Father.
This is the little kid sticking his hand in, not Shamir.
Oh, it's the little kid? I thought it was Shamir.
No.
Oh, well, I hit the child.
oh my god. That's so much worse.
He dies.
Yeah, you're a monk. He's a commoner. He's got one hit point. Stop killing children.
I can't.
Show my resolve.
How does that show your resolve?
All right, so.
I'm a strong, proud monk. That child knows this now.
No, he doesn't. He's dead.
Well, his dad knows this now.
His dad's not here.
As you guys are traveling, a few hours in,
everyone around me knows this now.
You come across a sandstone sphinx crouched atop a granite pedestal.
Ooh, that means a riddle.
Bleached
riddle.
Humanoid bones lie half buried in the sand around
Maybe not
the pedestal.
A riddle.
As Shamir says. Says, men, please be careful. The legends around the Sphinx indicate that it may bestow upon you treasure or, you know, a
like
blessing.
Like
but more often than not, men crumble beneath it and die.
I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. So, I think we should just go around it.
Nah.
All right, let's go around it.
No. I mean, treasure or things, and it's a riddle. I'm pretty smart.
Well, how do you know it's a riddle?
That's what sphinxes do.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. All right, so you get closer to it. Who's going up to it?
Inferno probably would, because he's like the smart one.
All right, so he goes up and gives it a touch.
Oh, I have to touch it? Can't I just say, "Hey, Sphinx"?
No.
Wait, is it a statue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not because there's like sphinxes.
No. This is a statue. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like ancient Egyptian.
In your head, so no one help him. Right. It's Inferno's riddle.
Okay. My riddle.
Venus.
My riddle.
You hear telepathically, forked like a serpent's tongue, I spark the thunder's peal. With every stroke, the storm is wrung of darkness by my zeal. What am I?
Lightning.
Yeah. You got it. This is such the fucking easiest riddle ever.
It's so super easy.
It's like so stupid.
Fucking A! Inferno's like, Bitches!
You gain resistance to lightning damage for the next 10 days.
Nice!
What is a cobra?
You die.
You die.
No. When I was reading through this and I read them, I'm like, you don't even need the half the thing. You could just, I sparked the thunder's peal. That's the only line.
That's all I needed. I needed a forked tongue. I was like, it's probably lightning.
Could be something else, though.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, definitely lightning.
Fucking... easiest riddle I've ever. I'm not even good at riddles, and this one.
What is a sea coast?
Does anyone else get a riddle?
No. Oh, other people can touch it, but nothing happens.
Oh.
I touch it.
You die.
But then I meant you return.
They only wrote one riddle in here, and I'm not writing riddles for everyone.
Bullshit.
All right, fine. And then the next riddle is ridiculously complicated. Oh no! He got lightning. What is this?
Sorry, but the answer was the HMS Pinafore.
You get one free cast of blur. I hate this.
As you're walking along the dunes, cold winds howl across the desert, and the shrieks of the wind soon turn to cries of anguish as if coming from tortured souls. Shamir talks to you and says, the Bedeen believe that these are the voices of evil wizards who are enduring an eternity of punishment for defying the gods and dooming the land to ruin.
There you go again with the fucking magic hate.
The land's ruined.
You're pretty racist. I'm just saying. Look, you know, there's sorcerers that can't help.
I'm just looking out for you. You guys seem to have nice souls. You get hurt.
You don't know me well. See that guy?
You gave that guy. You gave my grandson a bunch of mayonnaise. So how bad could you be?
It's true.
I threw sand on it.
He doesn't like better.
Yeah, maybe you should keep looking after magic.
All right. Well, it's kind of spooky. What are we doing, guys? Are we just?
Maybe we just keep going. This happens from time to time.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go, man.
It's an ill omen. I feel.
All right. Like the Sphinx is gonna crush my bones, giving me the hardest riddle ever.
You saw the bones. It had a bunch of bones. People didn't.
They had to
the
be
answer.
Retards.
You don't know.
Maybe you lucked out, got an easy riddle.
I don't. I'm. Maybe.
Maybe he didn't feel like fighting.
It's like an easy one.
My roses are red, violets are blue, riddles, answers, I love you. I love you? Oh, damn, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Go get out of here. All right. So, you know, towards the end of the night, you crest the dune, and Shamir says, There are the natural caves. Set into the cliff face, and there we shall find Harun.
Wait, Harun?
Harun. It's the name of the place that you're going to.
Not Hakun. Hakan. Hakan is the... Hakarun? What the hell fuck was the guy's
Cyclops?
No, the dude's name. Harambe?
Harambe. What's up? Did we tell the Golem to come with us?
The Golem's with us,
He's following us.
How come he didn't help us fight those Cyclopses?
And he says... No one fight.
Oh my god.
Jesus, we find the only fucking pacifist gone.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be hard to save Hamukai if we're all fucking dead.
I save Hamukai.
What if you're dead?
Me fine.
Why are you signing like that?
Why use more words than small words?
I don't know how sign language works. I think it's like, you know, you can't use verbs and stuff, right?
Contractions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Articles. Okay.
All right. So, you go up to the caves. The landscape around you bears the scars of a purple worm's habitation, a complex of caves that collapsed as the worm created its rubble-filled tunnels. You see a crack in the face of the cliff that looks like an entrance to an undamaged cave. Around it, a few 15-foot diameter rubble-filled holes provide clear evidence of the purple worm's passage. Vultures circle overhead as if anticipating scraps.
Mm.
That's you. You're going to be the scraps.
Look at all the rubbers, guys.
Brothers?
Vulcanized. You don't get that around here.
No.
Boo.
Live long and prosper.
Chuck's is putting his hand up in the symbol of...
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot we had listeners. They're weak.
Just imagine the stupidest thing he did, and that's what he did.
That's what he did.
Took out his bird.
Oh, my God. First Big Bean, now you!
Loud and proud.
That was just my testicle. All right, so,
So
there's a purple worm, and there's a cave that is not purple wormed up.
Yeah, so it looks like there's an entrance, and as you enter it, a hard stench hits your nostrils, and Shamir kind of makes a face and kind of grips his son and goes, "Worm dung. Move carefully."
Yeah, I don't want to step in worm dung. That sounds awful.
You see on the walls are sculpted and chiseled, empty sconces dot the walls, and chunks of stucco, once brightly painted with scenes and writing, lie crumbled on the floor. Long, viscid, rubbery tubes of glistening purple worm dung lie strewn about, giving off their accurate odor.
Ew. So,
everyone make a...
Constitution saving throw.
No. Calm down.
All right.
Jeez, Mr. Worried About Things.
I worry about everything.
Hold on. What's my list of skill checks? I don't have my DM thing.
What are you trying to do?
Kind of like a animal check.
Oh, that would animal handling?
Nature?
Yeah, make a nature check.
Okay.
Not me.
Inferno's got a plus +5.
You all can make it.
Oh, we can all make it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 18.
19.
Mm-hmm.
9. 19 and
11. Cool. You know that sometimes things are hidden in the worm dung.
Barra, sometimes things are hidden in the worm dung. You should check it.
Tell the boy to do it.
No, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Boy, get in there and do it.
The boy says, no way.
I hit the boy.
I'm going to try to intimidate him.
Oh my God.
Shamir says he is not digging through purple worm dung.
Okay, then you are. And I roll a 17. Get in there, pig.
Dude,
and
you can't intimidate this.
Joe runs like, this is...
Yeah, the
brother.
Cowers back.
Joe runs like, brother. This is not acceptable. Please, stop. Inferno's like, I would like to see him dig through the purple worm shit.
Yeah.
I wanted Barrett to dig through the purple worm shit because I think it would be hot.
Joe run either the old man does it or you do it.
If that is the choice, I will do it. Jaron digs through the poop.
Oh my God. I cannot believe what he's witnessing.
I will not fight you.
You pull out a ring. You find after a few minutes of digging through the worm dung,
it's a squeezing
ring. The tomb, it's a tube, ring. You find a ring of resistance to acid.
Ah, huzzah!
Yay. Look what I found, dick.
What say you?
You lick the ring clean.
Oh, God. No, I don't.
He's like, he puts it in his mouth. He's like,
it's not bad. Oh, it's not bad. It's a little tanky.
Starts vomiting.
A little tanky. little tangy for my taste, but, you know, I've had worse.
Gets you right in the teeth.
Ring of acid resistance? Okay. So do I have to tune to that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very resistant. Anyone else want to try?
No, dig it through poop?
Treasures in there?
No, thanks.
Pass.
All right. Do you want to try again?
No. Inferno's like...
I feel like he's...
Inferno thinks about it. And he's like, can I burn the poop away, you think?
I mean, it's a lot of poop. Like, when you saw Jotrun, he was like...
Oh, my God.
Smiling the whole time.
I gladly do this for others.
Yeah.
He's selfless.
You found a ring of resistance. That's pretty good in the poop, so.
It's true.
It's probably another adventurer's.
Barry, you should go in there.
No.
Well, yeah, because he fucking purple worm ate him and shat him out.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
No? Okay.
Nobody wants to take to the poop.
Inferno will. What the hell?
All right.
Inferno's into poop. Little corpophilia, you don't care. He dies.
cancer, right?
I saw that coming.
Come on. Come on. He's going to roll until he gets a 20.
You find two fire opals worth 1,000 gold pieces.
Each?
No, together. Oh.
Nice.
Cue the eyes, Barra.
I don't
want to. They smell. Yeah, they're pretty gross.
Then Kyothi goes in.
Alright.
It's dirty.
Kyothi's greed got the better of him now?
No, now he just does it. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we'll say that.
Alright. Good roll. What am I going to get? You find an animated shield.
What the fuck?
It's a cartoon shield.
Yeah. It's Mickey Mouse.
No, animated shield. I'll tell you what it does.
Does it have, like, big boobs? Like... Oh, yeah. Oh, big American. Big American boy. Oh,
so
yeah.
So basically, it's a shield with AC2, but you can speak a command word as a bonus action. It causes it to hover around you as if you were wielding it, leaving your hands free.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Because that remains animated for a minute until the bonus action ends or you're incapacitated or die, in which case it falls. But yeah, then you can dual wield
an animation.
So, Barra, do you want to get in that poop now?
Get in that poop, Barra.
Get in that poop.
Get all up in that poop. Shmear, you want to get in this? You want to get into some of this?
He says no. These magic.
I pick the boy up and throw him into the shit.
Oh!
Fuck it, I'll go in the shit.
Just go. Barra's going in the shit.
He's like, no, there's nothing left.
You don't find anything.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's increasing DCs to these things. You guys are finding stuff.
We all found something. Barra's just covered in shit. Keep digging, buddy. It's got to be in there somewhere. We all found something.
That's how shit works.
You got to go deep.
Everyone gets something.
Except you. Womp, womp.
Everyone digs through shit. They find something sooner or
later.
Well,
I didn't. I didn't find
anything.
What about that little bit of corn you found?
What am I
going to
do with
that?
What am I going to do with a little bit of corn?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make you feel better, man.
What? Throw the corn at you?
Ew.
I mean, he's already covered in shit.
Pretty much.
I mean, you guys can make 10 gallons of water and kind of give a little rinsey.
I can just prestidigitate.
Prestidigitate. You can do it with everyone, I guess, right?
No.
It's fair.
I prestidigitate myself clean, but I don't give a fuck about everyone else.
I offer you 200 gold to do it to me.
Sure.
All right.
You want to get clean there, Bear?
I'm giving you 200 gold.
You're not giving me 200 gold?
No.
All right, well, fuck you.
I'll show you my dick. He's thinking about it.
All right.
All right. There's his dick. Why is it curved so sharply to the right?
That's pretty. Damn it.
That's a lot of gold for just seeing a dick. Gave up.
I gave, that's fine. I'm a little disappointed.
Aw.
Thought it'd be bigger.
Oh! Rude.
Sorry. I did.
All right, so you continue forward through the passage. However, you come across some rubble. Obviously, the purple worm made its way perpendicular to this passage and caused a blockage.
Did
you realize you probably can remove the debris enough so that someone could fit through? But it's going to take a while. And Shamir says, please be quiet while doing so, or else you never know what sort of vibrations alert the worm.
You didn't tell us to be quiet when we're digging through shit.
Well, that wasn't loud. You're just squeezing shit. These are moving boulders around.
I am.
Barrow was pretty loud.
Shamir?
Digging through that shit. Especially when he started cursing because he didn't find anything.
He has a high-pitched voice. It doesn't carry.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, the Goliaths could probably move the boulders without making too much noise. I would think.
Yes. I agree.
I mean, my strength is 22.
My strength is 20.
So.
What if I cast Pass Without a Trace? Gotta give them advantage on quietly.
Before you start to do it, a purple worm pops out anyway.
Yeah. So it doesn't fucking matter. right.
Sweet. The best part of this is it's like just make the purple worm come out when it's funniest. I like you guys.
See, now that's a dick.
That is a dick.
Oh, you guys are like, should we work together? Weird stuff. Boom! Fuck!
Purple worm. Hey, I'd back up Schmear.
Oh yeah, they backed up. Well, we'll look for the ship through the ship back here. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, he's in the back, of course.
The golem says, "I protect them," and goes with them.
Is this thing huge or large?
Huge.
Oh, it's gargantuan.
Oh, it's that's right. They're big fucking things.
I mean, it's just it's massive.
That's like what, 4x4?
Gargantuan?
Or is it 8x8? I can't remember. It's like,
well, at least getting advantage will be easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you want to get real close to it.
Well, I don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, it's basically 4x4.
4x4, yeah.
Just start smiting the shit.
I guess, first thing, roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
Man, fucking Inferno is killing it with initiative. 20 and a 5.
20 for Inferno, 5 for Jotrod.
24.
I have 11.
I got a 20. He got a 24. Barrow got a 24.
Oh, okay. So the worm gets a single attack.
Why? We're not surprised. We know
poor you guys are chit-chatting about how to do it quietly. It popped up right in front of, I guess, the three of you there. Oh, it's just fucking huge. 1, 2, 3. Jut run.
Come on.
So first attack. Does a 30 hit?
You know it does.
You do the 30. Same thing.
I know.
21 points of piercing damage. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. A dexterity?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, with natural one.
You are swallowed.
Oh, my God.
You're now blinded and restrained.
Yay.
Who is that? Jutbutt?
Jutbutt. and then I guess it's going to make a second attack. Oh, my God. I can't see anything. There you go. That's much better. 1, 2.
I can't see anything now.
You're swallowed.
Now it's Kyothi.
I still have Inferno.
And does a 19 hit?
No.
All right, you're fine. All right. It is Bar's turn.
All right. I guess I'm just going to hit the bench. Is it close enough that we have advantage on this right off the bat, or?
No. It's basically, I don't know that it's large. I think it's too large to get around it.
21?
Yes.
14.
It's dead? No, it's not dead.
Oh, wow, that was...
No, I'm sorry. Good job. 14, does a 14 hit?
No. That'd be funny if it had a little... It was a very sick purple worm.
No. All right. Gotta feel bad.
13.
13 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now I'm gonna spend a key point and do... dodge.
Okay. All right, it is Inferno's turn.
Okay.
Do something.
Shut up. Hold on. He's trying to think of some way to help. Fucking Chevron. I don't think he's got anything. I guess I'll just fucking cast
Firebolt.
No, that would hit Jarun. So immolation.
No, it wouldn't hit Jarun. He's inside.
It wouldn't hit Jarun? Firebolt?
No, no. Okay, he's inside a giant fucking worm.
So I can do immolation?
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, cast immolation.
Kills Jarun. What does he have to do?
Dexterity saving throw.
Oh, he's pretty dexterous.
Was he?
Well, apparently. 17?
Nope.
Aw. Come on!
76.
You're lucky as a negative 2 on dexterity.
God damn it. 16, 17, 17 points of damage.
And he takes 3d6 on his next turn.
17 points of damage?
Well, you're going to have to remember that part.
I'll remember.
All right.
76.
It's turn. And
it'll be fucking gold.
And you take Jut Run. Just takes it.
I know he just takes it. Takes it right in the ass.
Oh. 5.
God damn it.
8, 12, 14, 16 points of acid damage.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Do you put on that acid ring you found?
I did put that on.
Did you attune to it?
We didn't do it. Takes an hour.
He did. We sat around. Remember? I was. It's while I was throwing the boy into the shit.
Took him an hour to get clean.
Yeah. So close to having acid damage resistance.
16 points of damage?
Yeah.
I should put that fucking thing on. Alright.
Alright, so.
I don't know. Is he going to swallow by a fucking worm?
I don't know if. Can it swallow multiple creatures? Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
So. Actually, what's its reach here?
I'm sure. Feet. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we're all within. Except maybe
Inferno. Yeah, probably not Inferno. So, 1, 2. Yothi. Does a 30 hit?
Jesus Christ.
No.
It does. I know it does. I was merely joking.
You are a liar.
20 points of piercing damage. And make a dexterity saving throw.
I get half that. And a dexterity saving throw?
It's not magical.
It's not magical.
Pretty magical.
No, it's not.
It's a giant worm. What's more magical than that?
I mean, the worm may be magical, but his damage isn't.
No. 21.
You make it. And then 1, 2 again. It's now Bada. Does a...
Nope.
33 hit.
Jesus Christ.
These things are...
I was worried about losing 2 AC for the shield swap.
God damn it.
It wouldn't have fucking mattered.
Nope.
But the way this thing's hitting, doesn't matter.
Aw, man. 5. 14 points of piercing damage. Make a constitution saving throw. Oh, my God.
No.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, you said I don't make that.
Google. Roll 12d6.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have to say okay, Google?
You have to say okay, Google.
Okay, Google, roll 12d6.
The sum of your rolls is 42. The sum of your rolls is 42.
Oh my God, they're the same.
That's weird.
That is weird. On a 12d6, they got the same fucking number?
That's, what are the odds of that?
That's gotta, we gotta take a break.
There's some shitty ass programming.
That's gotta be super low. I wonder if
it's because it got the same message at the time, same time.
Maybe it's like time based.
Yeah.
I did not like that.
42. Yeah, poison damage.
Oh, God.
All right.
42 is the answer, though.
Kiyothi.
If I spin around here, could I get advantage?
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say you're in this tunnel area, and it popped up from the ground.
So it's blocking the whole tunnel?
Yeah.
I guess I'll just have to
fight. It kind of burst through the rubble.
So I'm going to say protect me, and the shield pops up off my arm and hovers above me. I'm using my
bonus action. Okay, yeah. So you're using your other ones as a two-handed weapon now?
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm going...
I don't know if you'd like that shield or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I lose some AC, but I get that. So
yeah.
We'll see if the damage... So... and I have Serpent's Fang. Nat 20.
Nice.
Nice. Hits it.
So we...
Smite.
Oh, yeah, of course, Smite.
Smite.
Everybody's 22 points of slashing damage. Okay. And then I have my poison damage. Is this thing susceptible to poison? Okay. For 4 points of poison damage. 14, 18, 20. 50 points of radiant
Holy
damage.
Holy crap.
Smite, smite, smite,
wow.
Smite.
That's a good smite.
And we're going to do it again. Nat 1.
Oh, no!
Oh, man, just having the polar opposites.
You slice Bar in the leg a little bit.
No, you fucking bitch!
You don't have to apply smite, but you can.
I'm going to.
Okay.
8 points of damage. Do I have to roll poison, too?
Yeah.
Oh, God, stop!
7.
Oh, my God.
15. Sorry, dude.
Whoopsie.
Ow! God damn it, that burns.
All right, Jetron, your turn.
You know what? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna... I still... Oh, no, I can't do it. Never mind.
Smite.
Jetron, your turn.
I'm thinking. Shut up.
You're blinded. And restrained, but you still can, you know.
Yeah, cast spells.
Well, you can also swing your weapon or whatever you want to do. Take a dump.
Don't do that. It's not time.
Oh, sorry.
All right. God damn it! We almost had him trained.
I'm gonna cast harm.
Oh my God! Please, no.
Stop. Hurt you.
Constitution saving throw.
This thing's got tremor sense. Mm.
Oh,
Constitution saving throw?
Yes.
19.
God damn it. So you take half as much.
Yeah.
Okay, Google. Roll 14d6.
Jesus.
I'll take this one.
It's 5. You rolled 58 in total.
5?
Yeah, it didn't hear him correctly.
Okay. 58 divided by 2, so 29.
Close, but not quite. Okay. 29?
Yep. Oh, no, she had a stroke. And D&D weekend's over.
Please call ambulance!
We'll call him in the morning. I'm a little tired.
I am pretty beat.
All right, it's your Shuba Dubin, dude. You ever see that?
It's Durbin Lurbish, yeah. Furbin Lurbish.
And then she's like, Furbin Lurbish? Like, because she can hear herself.
It was pretty fucked up.
How horrifying is that?
It was really hard. It was difficult to watch. She didn't really have a stroke. They called it something event. I can't remember what it was called, but
yes. Mini stroke event.
They don't call them mini strokes.
It reminded me one time I got so ridiculously drunk at like the local club when we lived in my old house and
the local speakeasy.
I got so drunk and I came home and my wife was, I think she was my wife at the time, or a fiance. She was like in bed and I'm like I just went to the bathroom and like took a shower and like laid in the tub forever, right? And then eventually I got out and I just laid on the floor of the bathroom naked, right?
She's like,
eventually at some point in the middle of the night she gets up to like I guess see if I'm alive or home or whatever, and like she like knocks on the door and I kind of get up and she tries to talk to me, but for whatever reason my brain could only like think of like, I'm like, if I speak I'm gonna say the word rhinoceros. It's the only word I can say. So I'm not going to say anything.
So you just going like, to
marry her. So I'm just kind of staring at her. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's much worse.
Yeah. She kind of went away. They went back down on the floor.
Rhinoceros.
Yeah. Rhinoceros.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. If you say rhinoceros, she's gonna know.
She's gonna know she's something's gonna up. Know
something's not right. Not that I'm sitting here naked sleeping on the floor, but fucking rhinoceros, that's gonna tip her off.
She knows something up. Back to vomiting.
This that's is okay. Not suspicious.
I do that. That was normal back then. Don't worry. All right, whose turn is it? Bar?
Bar's turn. Would you punch this thing?
Please punch it.
Punch it. Punch it right in its stupid worm face. It
doesn't really have a face. It's got like a mouth region.
That's fine. Punch, region. Punch it there.
23.
That hits.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit it again.
I'll hit it then.
24.
That hits it.
Oh my God, I'm doing you're doing so it. Fucking good.
You are doing it.
My first
you're
adventure, it. You're taking on a purple worm. Remember when his 18. Character immediately got eaten?
That was the best.
Car wreck.
Then his brother, car crash came or whatever the fuck we named him.
My paladin was such a dick. Why don't you go check that place out?
Okay.
I fucking love the cover Rodney did for that.
It was great.
When the paladin's holding old goblin by its fucking throat, yeah. Threatening it with a sword, and the other one's screaming in the background.
I'm going to spend a key point. I'm going to hit it with Flurry of Blowsies.
You do that, buddy.
I'm going. I'm going. I need your permission.
Haughty.
Stop it. Hmm? Is a 15 hit?
No.
The other one does, though.
It laughs. Har, har, har!
What? Right, I hit you with the other one, though.
That was... Jarwin hears it, he's like...
It ate Weeblo.
Eight.
Does not hit, no.
No, no, 8 damage. 8 points of damage.
Oh, what'd you hit it with?
28.
Oh, yeah, that does hit. Oh, yes, that works. Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
All right, Inferno.
All right, well, oh, 3d6. And then he has to,
Okay.
Are you having a mini stroke?
Yeah, 3d6.
Sometimes things hard.
Well, how much damage do you take?
11.
Okay. And I am going to cast. Oh, he can growl again, by the way, to see if he gets out of it.
Was it Constitution?
No, it was.
No, he doesn't make it.
Dexterity. Sweet, so he gets 3d6 again. I am going to cast. Scorching. Nah, I won't do that.
Firebolt.
Pumpkin whip.
What?
Fireball.
Nah, I'm just going to cast Scorching Ray.
Oh, God.
Well, do it then.
All right.
How many of us does it have to eat?
Huh?
How many of us does it have to eat before you use Fireball?
It doesn't matter. Fireball's not like the end all be all.
It is.
It is.
Does a 18 hit?
Yes.
Okay. That is a natural 1. Fuck.
You hit Keothi in the head.
And a 20. Fuck. 2d6. Sorry, Keothi. So we're back to our old ways. So the first one is 10 points of damage. Four. That's not Keothi. That's the purple worm. Oh, 3 points of damage for Keothi.
Think. Yeah. Were you the one that kept getting hit in the back of the head with a fireball?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then another 7 points of damage for the purple worm.
Oh, 17.
I'm sorry, I would have been more, but I accidentally hit Keothi. Sorry, Keothi.
Yeah.
All right. Jutron takes.
That was a lot of dice.
16 points of damage. And we'll keep it fair again. Oh, and for
Inferno.
Not Inferno. Barra does a
no.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta go back. I can.
25.
Yeah.
All right. You take 24 points of piercing damage.
Oh my
God. Jesus.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
He declines.
Mm-mm. No.
No. I'm not doing it.
You got pretty high dex. He should be fine. You gonna roll?
Yeah.
Hurry up.
19. Just make it. Yes. Eat shit.
Oh.
Hey. No need for that.
Eat shit. These legs don't quit.
Kyothi. Oh, you probably... Actually, 25. Hit. Oh, sorry, 23. Dang it.
Hit.
Okay.
23. Oh, because you're doing the wrong thing.
I used the other shield.
You're not, not the wrong thing, but you're, you know.
Uh-oh.
The 8, 10... 19 points of piercing damage. Make a constitution saving throw.
You need 9 points. Constitution?
Yeah.
16.
Really ran up there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just fart?
It sounded like
I could fart. Right
you
now.
Take 48 points of poison damage.
Jesus.
That one hurt.
Yeah,
ow,
it did.
Ow, ow, ow. Alrighty. It's your turn, Kyothi.
Kyothi is enraged.
His pee-pee gets hard.
He attacks. That's right.
Tink. Hits his armor.
Yeah. Tink. Codpiece just comes ripping off.
Why were there two hits?
I heard a second thing.
The balls get aroused too.
Tink, 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 tink. Tink, tink.
You might be pooping yourself. 29.
That hits.
For 15 points of damage with a smite attached. I gotta do, so 15. 10 points of poison. 20 points of radiant damage.
Wow. Yes.
Rinse and repeat. 16.
Does not hit.
Fuck.
No!
All right, Jet Run.
All right.
You gonna do harm again?
Maybe.
Jut butt, jut butt, jut butt.
He can't hear you.
I can't.
He's terrified. He's been in there for like 18 seconds.
It's pretty
seconds.
Horrifying in here.
Just the acids are eating away at him.
I guess.
Well, obviously, don't let them do that.
I wouldn't. I don't want to.
If it's not a real swallowing, the body has ways to protect itself.
What?
It's true. I've read many books on it.
What are you doing?
I was looking. Shut the fuck up.
What do you even do between turns? I don't even understand.
I have two characters.
Just...
I don't have between turns. Fine. I'll cast Hold Monster.
Okay.
Maybe I can get out that way.
Okay.
Wisdom saving throw.
Actually, hold on. You're blinded.
So?
I'm the knight.
A creature that you can see within range. Fuck. Yeah, but I'm inside it.
Eat shit, you can't see it.
I'm inside it.
You're, you can't, I know where it is, man. You don't know where it is.
I totally know where it is. It's all around me.
You're a
fucking Jesus
he
Christ.
He wasn't seeing it when I was lighting it up with radiant damage.
He can't see anything.
Can't see anything.
He's blinded.
Yeah. All right, then he's going to... Such bullshit. Then he's gonna use cure wounds on himself.
Oh, big pussy.
What is he gonna do?
Get out of there, man.
How do I get out?
You hit it.
I don't think that works. Can I hit his dwaddle to make him throw up?
Make a nature check. Jesus fuck.
Jesus Christ! It's embarrassing to be around you.
He's neurodivergent.
I am. nature. So that's a 15?
Yeah, it's enough to know that if you do hit it hard enough, it would.
Alright, well, I'll fucking hit the shit out of it then.
It's enough to know he does have a dwaddle. What?
Does it have a gag reflex?
No.
Not after
you,
college.
Worm.
So, all right, I'm going to use my,
pee-pee.
Divine, pee-pee. My divine pee-pee.
Why didn't I mean Tear that? Bless this.
You're going to like it. I'm going to use my, What the fuck are they called?
I don't know. I wish you had something in front of you that probably told something. You.
Warhammer.
Now I'm gonna I'm gonna use my flail plus one, and I'm also going to use the thing that lets me attack again.
Okay, I understand.
That's a mess. Even though I'm fucking inside it. Oh, that's definitely a hit. 29.
Yes.
Okay.
That made me laugh. And a miss. And a miss. And a miss. I'm fucking dead.
So that is 2d8 plus 5. 8. 2, 10. 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
It vomits you up with a lot more vomit, too, and blood, and it dies.
Oh, it dies?
Yeah.
Yay!
I've killed
it. You needed 30 points to make it vomit you up, which is why when you hit 29 the last time, I was like, ah.
Oh.
So close.
I've killed it, guys. I got it from the inside. I'm a little hurt.
You each get 13, you split 13,000 experience points.
Wait, we're doing experience? Oh, no. What the hell? When that happened?
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm calling it there.
Oh my god.
Penis.
Hold on.
What are you calling? Who are you calling?
No, hold on.
You tired, buddy?
I am. And I gotta go party.
But I have a lot of purple text to read. We can sit here for the next 10 minutes and go through all the purple text.
What's the purple text?
I'm actually out.
This is the stuff they have to read.
I'm out.
Aw, alright. We'll take it up tomorrow.
Peace out, losers. Take it up tomorrow.